Compromise is in the air. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The House is about to give the president what he demanded, a bill to fund the troop surge with nothing attached at all except a minimum wage increase for American workers, because nothing frightens an insurgent like well-paid fast food jobs, I guess. Instead of a timetable, the legislation would include goals for the Iraqis to meet on pain of losing Reconstruction aid, the same aid which was supposed to help win hearts and minds, the message apparently being, meet these goals, or we'll make it even tougher for you to meet these goals. Legislation is an imperfect way to run a war. But something is happening out there. 9/11 Commission member Bob Kerry's in the Wall Street Journal today urging fellow Democrats to face the reality that whatever they think about George Bush, Al-Qaeda is still real, still wants to take us down, and like it or not, Iraq is where we have to prove who's boss, us or them. Meantime, the Associated Press quotes a senior Bush official as warning the Iraqi government that the president himself has a plan B if nothing improves by the fall. And David Ignatius, also quoting a top administration official, writes in the Washington Post that the plan B is this: change the mission toward training and advising Iraqi troops as opposed to continued U.S. combat operations, so that combat troops would redeploy, we'd rely more on help from Iraq's neighbors, including Iran and Syria, and special forces would remain behind to deal with Al-Qaeda. Hey, that's what the Iraq Study Group recommended. So American casualties would drop, but members of Al-Qaeda would still get plenty of martyrdom assistance, and the result might someday be called victory. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.